Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. JC, we're back. We're fired up. There's some huge greyhound racing in front of us. The $1 million chase is only 10 days away. Everest Eve, it'll be on Friday week night.
One of the biggest weeks in greyhound racing this week, followed by the $1 million chase. Next week, we've got Group 1 racing from Adelaide on Friday night, and obviously eight riveting heats of the $1 million chase semi-finals and two heats of the Sydney Cup. So I can't wait to rip and tear into episode 30. How have we got here?
We were just talking about that off air, weren't we? Wow. Let's look at the show rundown. There it is. So we'll get your Thursday set. We'll talk about the Adelaide Cup, then we'll have a real good look at the $1 million chase, the MDC. The Sydney Cup is also got some heats for that this Saturday night. Then the final on next Friday night. So we'll have a bit of a look at that. Without further ado, let's get into it. So your results last week, 0 from 2, not what we like to see, but it is what it is.
Yes, one scratching, one firmer and one drifter and two losers. So that's what anyone cares about, losing or winning, and we lost, and that's not good enough. So we've got to bounce back this week. We've got three tips, a bit of an entree to start the day at Ipswich. Race 11, number 2, Ashy Bear. She's shown really tremendous burn up the straight at Kapalaba in 4 of her 5 starts. I think she'll be better suited returning to a 2-turn track. She's got really good box speed. I think she can ping, find the front, and be extremely hard to run down. We head down to Hobart now. 2 tips in the evening. Race 7, number 7, Seattle. Really good race here, the St. Ledger final. He's got the best record on this race. He's won 8 of his 16 starts over this track and trip. And he has been racing against the free-for-all dogs in recent weeks. So I think he drops back in grade here and should be really hard to hold out late in the piece. And race 10, number 7, Sure Danger, won over this track and trip at 3 starts ago. Has since gone up to top grade company, unplaced in his last 2 starts. Don't be worried about that, punters. He gets back in grade here, back to the 340 metres and should be finishing off best.
Okay, very good. Why don't we move to our review section? So we can look at the heats of the Adelaide Cup. So we had 4 heats last week, and you've picked out the fastest 2 for us to look at. And the first one we're going to look at is Heat 1 with Tim Zhu. Here we go. Talk us through his jumping from the red.
Yeah, well, he started a really dominant favourite. He was odds on this occasion, and once he found the front, he was never going to get run down. His only danger in running was probably the Tasmanian dog in third position here, Raiders Guide out of the butcher's cloth. Fernando Phil, the Victorian dog, he was really gallant running second in the end, but Tim Zhu showed his star class, broke 30 seconds and joined his kennel mate's Excavation into the Adelaide Cup final on Friday night. So,
and Excavation, obviously, because he won the match race, he got straight into the Adelaide Cup final, didn't he?
Correct. And unfortunately, he has ended up with the pink box, but at least he's there. So Tim Zhu joins him, and I can't wait to see 2 of Jason Thompson's fastest dogs going around.
Before we move to the final market, let's just have a look at Heat 2, where Morton jumps out of the 7 and goes well.
Yes, well, I potted him last week, and as every good dog does once JC pots him, they rise to the occasion. He speared the lids. We haven't seen that speed from Morton for probably up to 6 months now. He found the front. Once he found the front, I was just shaking my head thinking he's going to make a fool of me, this dog, and I'm glad he did, because we're obviously good friends of Jason Sharp. He's been on the show multiple times, and it's good to see his star athlete, canine athlete, Morton, get back into the winner's circle. And most importantly, he knows when to win this dog, Group 1 Adelaide Cup heat, making him another Group 1 finalist, and hopefully he can put another Group 1 win on the board.
Very good. So we've got the final on Friday night, and let's go and have a look at the market and let us know what you think. There it is.
Well, there was two other heats obviously conducted on that night. You had Grand Tourer, Hector Forley, and Alpha Zulu qualifying, as you see there in that market for Friday night. Plenty of speed in this race. You've got Tim Zhu, Fernando Phil, Excavation, all looking to push forward here. Hector Forley, he had very little luck last week on the track. Took a nice price about him on Tuesday morning in early markets, and unfortunately he had no luck. He was well supported, but luckily for him, he had plenty of luck off the track because he drew the cherry rug, the rug everyone really wants to draw in a Group 1 final. I think he's going to get a really dream run behind the speed here. He's extremely strong late in the piece, and I think he is probably the only way you can go in this market. There's obviously a lot of dogs here that can win this race, but I think Excavation, Tim Zhu, and Morton, they all need to lead to win, and I'm unsure which one will lead. So I'm going to go the safe option to Hector Forley running the big race at his favourite now. So he's been well supported, and rightly so.
Yeah, very good. All right, let's move to the $1 million chase. So we had the City qualifiers last Saturday night at Wente Park, and they were probably a little bit more exciting than we all expected. Why don't we kick off? So we're going to You've picked the four fastest heats, and we're going to look at the first of them.
Yes.
Heat one, which was Ali Tango from the seven.
Yeah, well, we had dogs congregating at Wentworth Park on Saturday night from everywhere. Dogs from WA, dogs from Victoria, New South Wales and Queensland. And Ali Tango, the New South Welshman, found the front really well, speared across Blue Camaro and Mapunga Tully, and was really, really going to be hard to run down from there. Thought Mapunga Tully went really well here in second position, but Ali Tango too good, run 29.52. And well done to Joe McFadden and all involved there. He's been really airborne over the last 2 years, training multiple winners across the state. And it's good to see him get a dog into a big race, and hopefully he can get his name up in lights.
Very good. Let's move to qualifier three, which was Angel Shirley from the seven.
For Million Dollar Pete, I think we'll name him that. Obviously, he's won two editions of the Million Dollar Chase. He's looking to make it a third one in 2024. And Angel Shirley, she didn't jump best, as we saw there, but she's just turned into a real race dog. I love this dog. She started her career over the 400 metres, and she did lose her first couple of starts over the 500 metres, but in the last, since she won her first start over the 500 metres, she hasn't really looked back. She's pretty much won or run second since, and it was just a really impressive win. She's getting much stronger late in the piece, and 29.57, especially after missing a start like that, is an absolutely devastating time.
Very good. And now we're going to move to the biggest news of the night. So qualifier four, we've got Bazici. Wow, nearly broke the track record that people say can't be broken.
Yes, well, I never thought I'd see this track record tested, let alone broken. 29.07, Shaky Jakey. The second fastest time there is Flying Ricardo, and he's still three lengths off that track record. Well, I think about 2.5 lengths off that track record. But Bazecki, he's left all tongues wagging after this win in 29.12. In the lead-up to this, he trialled 29.67. He hang wide on the turns, and you probably thought there was a bit of improvement in him. Once he found the front, he was obviously going to run really fast time, but so I could fast. Not believe yeah. how fast he ran there. Unfortunately, the blokes there on the rails, they did not watch that trial of Bezecchi's the week prior. And, yeah, it's just good to see this dog run that type of time. We need these superstars in our sport, and obviously want to send a big kudos to Paul Stewart, the trainer over in WA. He's reached into his own pocket, sent the dog over here under his own expense, and Mini Finn's prepared the dog absolutely supremely on a night that obviously matters to get into a semi-final, and he's going to be extremely hard to beat in the semi-final, and he's a big player in obviously the final.
Yeah, okay. Before we move on to those semi-finals, let's watch the qualifier seven and Zipping Megatron from the six.
Welcome back, Zipping Megatron. The real Zipping Megatron comes back on the big stage like every good dog does. And he had a two-month break after his Queensland Winter Carnival foray where he showed, I guess, a bit of brilliance and a bit of crap also. He's just a bit of an iffy beginner, or he's a bad beginner really. And unfortunately, that sort of let him unstuck a few times up there. But when he does get the luck, as we saw here, he's absolutely brilliant. He had those two runs back where he was a little bit underwhelming, albeit having no luck at a crucial stage. And 29.54 is a really fast run. Got back to Wentworth Parks, really excelled here in the past. He won the Million Dollar Chase maiden here this time last year. He ran second to McKenna in that golden Easter egg, and he obviously won that Bob Payne sprint. So he does his best work over this track and trip. We saw him get back to his best form, and that's what we want to see, all these good dogs converging on the same night, all racing at their best.
So let's move to those semi-finals. So we've got the semi-finals on Saturday night. We've got eight semi-finals. You've picked out the four races where you think the most influential dogs are in the overall scheme of things. And let's throw the market up now. We're going to start with semi-final one and Explicit. So you're just going to talk us through what you see in these markets for the four most important semi-finals.
Yeah, well, it's mouth-watering racing this Saturday at HQ Wentworth Park. Obviously, eight semi-finals. Winner of each semi-final gets through to the Million Dollar Chase final the following week, and the two fastest seconds are Reserve Rugs 9 and 10. I guess all the fun and games are over now, Rich. We've had multiple regional finals across New South Wales. You've had plenty of chances to get into the big dance, and now you're in. You're up against the best dogs in Australia.
Yeah, you only get one chance. It's hard.
It's a bit like the Olympics, this. Yeah. It's only once a year, obviously. Olympics is every 4 years. It's a bit like the 100-metre sprint. You only get one chance. Yeah. We've had all our repercharges. Yeah. Let's bloody get cracking. We've got semi-final one. I've picked out the four most influential greyhounds across the industry, the four biggest names and the four best greyhounds, recent Group 1 winners. And Explicit, he's obviously one of them. He was absolutely breathtaking at Tamora. He broke that track record in his regional final. He's a dog that we've seen time and time again step up on the big stage due to his outstanding box manners and really brilliant speed throughout those first two sections. These will be really hard to beat in this heat, obviously. Angel Shirley, she's class personified. We see her there. She's finishing the Quinella in the last five starts. And Mapunga Shine, previous Group 1 winner that found form again last week, winning through his qualifications. So it's a really ripping heat, that semi-final, that one. And I can't wait to watch Explicit burn the turf once again.
Let's go to semi-final 3, where we've got Rinse the Lot dominating things.
Rinse the Lot, Zipping Megatron, they highlight semi-final 3. I can't wait to see Rinse the Lot. He's been a really brilliant dog for Michelle Sultana. He's going through his grades. He's obviously a Group 1 winner in Zipping Megatron. Yet to taste Group 1 victory, but as we mentioned there, he's won multiple feature races throughout his career thus far, and those are the two that you can keep an eye on in semi-final 3, hopefully one of them go through.
Semi-final 4, the new superstar on the scene, Bezecchi.
Yes, hopefully Bezecchi can just do that. He can follow up his brilliant run last week, and if he does that, you'd obviously think it'd be really hard to beat. Don't think it'd be a dog that will obviously beat him on Saturday night or moving forward to the following Friday in the final, but I just want to see him do it again. Obviously, he's a dog that is quite young, inexperienced. He's over here under the bright lights. It might be, you know, potentially a few little things that might go wrong for him, and let's just see what he does under pressure. I'm sure he will. I guess pressure makes diamonds, and I'm sure he will become a diamond, and who knows, if he finds the front on Saturday night, he might just break the track record. Wow. I can't believe I'm saying that because I never thought I'd see it happen, but you just got to think this dog has improvement in him, and if he jumps well, he's going to run a really, really blistering time once again.
Very good. Semi-final 5 and the last we're going to look at. Your old mate, Good Odds Cobber.
Good Odds Cobber, where he's got that F next to his name. It's good to see that he's back racing, back well, most importantly, as we all know. The welfare side of things is most important with our lovely greyhounds. He had that devastating fall, unfortunately, in that black top final where Sunset Fraser took it out. But prior to that, he won the Dapto Megastar. He was racing in brilliant form. Obviously, hopefully he's come through that well and that hasn't left him with any scars. But considering how good of a chaser he is, he's a Group 1 winner. I can't see why that would affect him too much. And he's obviously one of the stars that are set to shine on Saturday night at Wentworth Park.
Very good. And also, we've got the first of the heats of the Sydney Cup. Old mate Val Policella, Tony Zammit, they're in the mix here. Let's bring bring the finals market up. That's for the actual final. But yes, you see... Yeah, you got Exploded, Aunt Virginia, Val Policella as well. So I love my staying racing. And you got the heats of that this Saturday night and then the final on Friday night.
Yeah, well, Val Policella, she's returned to form in her last couple of starts. She ran second to a dog called Red Dirt Road up at Albion Park a fortnight ago. And on Saturday night, she broke the track record over the 732 metres of Ipswich. So she's finding form right at the right time. As we know, these good dogs, they seem to know when to show up and show their best. She is in heat number 2. Heat number 1, you've got Ella's Bay, the Victorian, who was really good last week behind Exploded, who's the current favourite in this race. Exploded for the Jason Mackay Kennel, he's gone to a new level, pretty much gone to his namesake. He has exploded in recent months and he's pretty much coming the best stayer in Australia, I'd say. So he's a deserved favourite. He's a favourite in his heat. He's a favourite in the final. And I think he'd be very hard to beat across this series. I think a dog there at odds that you might be able to play. Not a huge price, but Ella's Bay, $6. She was really good behind Exploded. I think those are the two. It's the right form race from last week, and those are probably the two that I'm most excited to see go around, as well as our old sparring partner, Val Policella.
Yeah, very good. And we were just discussing before we start the show, you and I are going to go to the Million Dollar Chase next Friday night.
Come see us down there.
Yeah, if no one else from the den comes with us, it's fine. It'll just be Jason and I. We'll have a nice dinner before and get down there. Hopefully chat to a few different industry people. Is Noli playing? Shannon Noli?
I'm not sure who they've got this year. Maybe Kid Leroy. I'm not sure if that
was
a budget
for that.
I wasn't
sweet with Kid Leroy at the NRL Grand Final. I thought it was I don't mind his music. I just thought it was a poor choice for before Grand Final.
I was speaking to my grandfather, or I guess my fake grandfather, adopted grandfather, I call him, about the Kid Leroy. Never heard of him, obviously, because he's a bit of an older generation. I told him how much he's worth and how popular he is with the kids of my generation. He couldn't believe his eyes because he said he could not sing to save himself. And I tend to agree, but he's a good songwriter.
No, he's good. I just don't think it was a great choice. I understand they're trying to make relatable to a younger generation, but there's better choices than the Kid Leroy for the NRL Grand Final. Like, he's great. You know, I'd go to his concert, but I just don't think it was very good before the NRL Grand Final.
You go to a Hot Tub Time Machine concert yourself.
Well, that'd be better. Like, you want to play like bangers everyone knows, everyone gets into. Like,
I saw someone comment
5% of the audience would know who Kid Leroy is and what his music is. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Someone on YouTube just said put Nolsey into a CD player and push play or something. Or
what about me?
Jimmy Barnes or just something, you know. Might have been even Tina Turner. So, Yeah, no, it was a good game. I enjoyed it. It was a fierce game of football, a lot of ball in play, but this is a Greyhound show and we've gone off course.
We absolutely have.
Our fearless leader can drag us back on course. Let's
drag
wrap it up.
Back. There's not much more to say other than really enjoy your Greyhound racing this week and the horse racing. It's a great time to be alive as a punter, and it's all crescendoing to the $1 million chase next Friday night, and we are pumped to be into it all. Good luck. See you next week.
Happy punting.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.